Our Heavenly Father, divine love, demands that all men should follow the example of our Master and His apostles and not merely worship His personality. It is sad that the phrase divine service has come so generally to mean public worship instead of daily deeds. The nature of Christianity is peaceful and blessed, but in order to enter into the kingdom, the anchor of hope must be cast beyond the veil of matter into the Shekinah into which Jesus has passed before us. And this advance beyond matter must come through the joys and triumphs of the righteous, as well as through their sorrows and afflictions. Like our Master, we must depart from material sense into the spiritual sense of being. The God-inspired walk calmly on, though it be with bleeding footprints, and in the hereafter they will reap what they now sow. The pampered hypocrite may have a flowery pathway here, but he cannot forever break the golden rule and escape the penalty due. The proofs of truth, life, and love, which Jesus gave by casting out error and healing the sick, completed his earthly mission. But in the Christian church, this demonstration of healing was early lost, about 3 centuries after the crucifixion. No ancient school of philosophy, materia medica, or scholastic theology ever taught or demonstrated the divine healing of absolute science. Jesus foresaw the reception Christian science would have before it was understood, but this foreknowledge hindered him not. He fulfilled his God mission and then sat down at the right hand of the Father. Persecuted from city to city, his apostles still went about doing good deeds, for which they were maligned and stoned. The truth taught by Jesus, the elders scoffed at. Why? Because it demanded more than they were willing to practice. It was enough for them to believe in a national deity, but that belief from their time to ours has never made a disciple who could cast out evils and heal the sick. Jesus' life proved divinely and scientifically that God is love, whereas priest and rabbi affirmed God to be a mighty potentate who loves and hates. The Jewish theology gave no hint of the unchanging love of God. The universal belief in death is of no advantage. It cannot make life or truth apparent. Death will be found at length to be a mortal dream, which comes in darkness and disappears with the light. The man of sorrows was in no peril from salary or popularity. Though entitled to the homage of the world and endorsed preeminently by the approval of God, his brief triumphal entry into Jerusalem was followed by the desertion of all save a few friends who sadly followed him to the foot of the cross. The resurrection of the great demonstrator of God's power was the proof of his final triumph over body and matter, and gave full evidence of divine science, evidence so important to mortals. The belief that man has existence or mind separate from God is a dying error. This error Jesus met with divine science and proved its nothingness. because of the wondrous glory which God bestowed on his anointed. Temptation, sin, sickness, and death had no terror for Jesus. Let men think they had killed the body. Afterwards, he would show it to them unchanged. This demonstrates that in Christian Science, the true man is governed by God, by good, not evil, and is therefore not a mortal, but an immortal. Jesus had taught his disciples the science of this proof. He was here to enable them to test his still uncomprehended saying, "He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also." They must understand more fully his life principle by casting out error, healing the sick, and raising the dead, even as they did understand it after his bodily departure.